What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. The place we chat sports gambling every week. We're diving into playoff football finally. Let's welcome in our guy.
And we owe a Happy New Year. Now it's official.
It is official. Happy New Year.
So week 18 is always a little bit of a trip. You don't know, you know, how teams are going to play or not. But I think it's confirmed. Are you with me now that teams don't play to lose, right? Because it was the Patriots,
yeah.
So that's, you know, like I said, that's a narrative that's out there. It's total bullshit.
Yes, the guys and the coaches don't want to, but I think he had been instructed, hey, you know, we don't need this W. We want the number one pick. They went with their third string QB, Milton.
Right.
And, you know, they pull off the W because the Bills didn't care.
Well, maybe that's why he got fired.
I don't think, you know, I mean, it didn't help. I think they'd already made their mind up.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, like I said, it's no guaranteed even when you have the number one pick. So I don't think people are really trying for it that much. But there was a lot of interesting things that happened in the season. How about the Titans? Okay. The Titans went against the spread, 2 wins, 15 losses against the spread, worst against the spread record of all time.
Jeez.
Let's give them a 409 spray it down. That is a 409 for sure.
Yeah, they were, I don't think I touched them once this year, actually, because their quarterback situation was always up in the air.
Yeah.
And you just didn't know what you were going to get week to week with them.
Well, I touched them twice, and one of them was week one. Remember that bullshit W that the Bears got against them?
Oh, yeah.
When they like were one out of 62 teams that lost that ball game. And then I took them another time. Probably like game 3 or 4.
You thought like Mason Rudolph was going to play.
That's right. I took him 3 times because I got the W with Mace. He's way better. But once I saw that Will was the starter, the full time starter, I go, no chance. This guy's garb. He's not as garb as Richardson Anthony for the Colts, but he's not going to get the W's, guys.
They clipped their GM today, but they kept the coach.
Right.
So they're going to pick one of those dudes as their future QB, which I don't know if that's going to flip it around.
Yeah, big Cam Ward or
Shadur.
Yep. And then the Patriots, like we touched on, their head coach, thanks for playing. Jaguars head coach, thanks for playing.
That one's a little tougher. You know, I mean, he at least made the playoffs, and he's got a Super Bowl championship.
Right. Well, I'm sure he's sitting there going, it's not my fault, guys.
And that guy, Trent Baalke, keeps his gig as the GM. I mean, he soiled the way the Niners stuff, though, when they were humming with Harbaugh. Those guys couldn't all get along. So I don't know if that guy is cut out to be a good GM to flip that thing around.
It's crazy how these guys, and the players as well, they just stay in the system and, like, recycle them.
Right.
It's such a joke. Like, go find someone new that can get the job done.
Yeah, I'm sure the Patriots want to try to get in Vrabel because he's the best candidate out there, it seems like. I don't know if he'll want to go there. But these other guys they mentioned, it's like someone put up a clip of the Arizona Cardinals coach, Gannon, kind of just talking like to the guys like in a film session. And they're like, this guy couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich. And he's just like real monotone. He's like, all right, guys.
Gonna go was he?
Yeah, it just wasn't one of those Dan Campbell type dudes. And you could kind of see someone panned around the room. You could see the guys being like,
They're like, dude.
Almost listening to you, bud.
Hurry up, guy, before I fall asleep here.
So, you know, everyone thinks like you flip to like a Ben Johnson, the Lions coordinator. It's like some of those dudes just are not going to be the right guy in the locker room.
Yeah, I know. And people don't get it. How about big Rex Ryan thinking he's going to get the Jets job?
Yeah, he's getting all boisterous. Like, he obviously thinks he can almost get it through the media, it seems like.
He's like, yeah, he's talking like how he'd handle Aaron differently. He's like, well, it'd be no more country club if I'm the guy. And I'm like, wow, easy, bud. And speaking of Aaron, I watched the whole thing of the Netflix thing you were talking about.
Enigma, or so, yeah.
Yeah, and it was pretty good. it's not good for the boys to watch with you. My son got bored for sure watching. Like they're looking for the football highlights and stuff.
Well, are they asking you what ayahuasca is and stuff too?
Well, no, I wasn't getting into that, but because it's more about like just his life. It's not as much about the football. I mean, it was good. I thought it was definitely entertaining.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think anytime you watch a documentary that's kind of in someone's favor, it's like you understand them a little better.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, the Jets ended up, I gave that out as a best bet to some of my guys this weekend, because I sat there and I was like, oh dude, I started thinking about them, like, and it actually helped watching that Netflix thing. I'm like, oh dude, come on, Aaron's gonna ball. And it just reconfirmed, like, dude, he's gonna ball. It's not Aaron. Get serious. Like, if I was a GM right now and I had the opportunity to grab Aaron, you know, because my quarterback wasn't that great, I'd do her easily. He's still a top 10 quarterback, in my opinion, in the NFL.
Yeah, he can't scramble as well, but it's there's a lot of stuff that comes with him, I guess, just in terms of, we don't know what he's like in the locker room, but the guys seem to like him.
Yeah. And dude, I don't give a shit if he takes a trip to Egypt during like a mini camp. Like mini camps, like those things are garb. I remember, like, you know, back in the day, the Niners and stuff, like Steve Young never came, because he was in Utah. He wouldn't fly into town until like the last minute before camp started. Those guys didn't go to any of that shit.
Yeah.
And the reason why is you don't need them there. You know they're going to ball. Don't worry about them.
They said that first one, too, didn't used to be mandatory. And then they kind of flipped it to that. And he went off the year prior. The date changed a little. So he'd already had his trip planned.
Yeah. And, dude, you got a Super Bowl MVP. He's won the MVP like 3 or 4 times. Like, the guy doesn't need to be at mini camp. Get serious. Dude, that just shows like where the problems are. Like, it's not him. Like, there's other areas that need to be fixed before him. Like, how about Sauce? Sauce had a garb season, the cornerback for the Jets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, Sauce came out, he balled. I think even maybe the All-Pro game last year, probably bashed a little too much during the offseason and just didn't have the good year.
Got cooked.
Yep. You know, those are the guys you got to pay attention to, the mini camp. You don't need Aaron. If Aaron's doing anything, he's like just trying to get there mentally, getting some rest and relaxation and getting ready to ball.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see who they pick as the coach and if they'd bring him back.
Yeah. So let me see if there's anything else here worth talking about in week 18 before we fire up the wild card round.
Well, the Chiefs would have been nice if they told us they were going to go with the high school squad. Well, Lee Summit, Ruskin High.
Well, listen, wow, was I off on Carson Wentz's performance. Buddy, when does the XFL start? Because let's get rid of this guy. That was horrible. Oh, my God, I couldn't be more off on that guy's performance. And then the Broncos, I mean, do they, without Chris Jones in there, the defensive lineman for the Chiefs, the Broncos just had the brick wall up for Bo back there, and it was just a joke. Their offensive line, the Bronx offensive line, is up there with the Detroit and the Philadelphia Eagles. It's big time.
Yeah, I mean, you just had one squad on the other side of the ball there that had no intention of doing anything or injuring anyone.
Well, except, but see, like, you take a look at Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator and stuff, and he's into it. Like, guys are into it. It's just Carson was total dog shit. I mean, it was, I thought he was going to come out, want to show people, hey, I can still ball. Dude, you're giving me 10.5 points, and this guy can't even throw a field goal on the board.
No.
Wow.
It was the first two possessions. It was the two TDs for the Broncos.
Yes, that was way too. And then I'm like, okay, well, Carson needs to come down here and make it 14-7. Sure he is. Wow, no shot. Garb. That guy's garb. So the go larges went to 3-2. Right there on the season so far. Still the 60%, but we really wish you would have come in big for us there, Carson. Instead, you didn't. So someone please head that guy towards the XFL or Canada. What do you think's worse?
Probably XFL.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That might be a little bit of a toss-upper. I think the XFL might get more chips.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, like 2 months and they throw you down in like Birmingham, Alabama. It's like everyone stays in the same city for some of those things.
What do you mean? Oh, that's like the teams?
Or is that that other? Well, maybe that was the competing league with them.
I've never watched any of those ball games. Have you?
Maybe like a series to see if I recognize anyone.
Wow, yeah. I mean, and there's some, you know, some handicappers that actually, and I, you know, I'm sure if you focus on it, you can get some W's, but there's some guys that like handicap it and like do the whole season. I'm like, wow, that's a, not taking your line from you, that's a tough watch.
Right, yeah. There. I mean, they, like that guy, he was on the Bengals, AJ McCarron, played for Bama.
Uh-huh.
Like they threw him down there for a sec and he had had his kids and he's like, well, my kid's going to see me kind of play. Ball's the starter. He's like, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe they called him back up.
I mean, there's no one even in the stadium for those bad boys.
No. Uh-uh. They're like more into their high school teams and stuff, probably.
Yeah. You get more, a bigger crowd at the JC game.
Yeah, in those parts.
That's what Aaron was saying on that documentary that he said playing during COVID was like playing in front of a JC crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It's nutty to think that he played at Butte Junior College, which is way up in Northern California. I mean, he probably had, what, a few hundred people at his ball games before he went to Cal?
I mean, if that.
Nutty. And then they showed his draft, right? The draft. And I knew he fell, but I didn't know there was, like, whispers of him, like, possibly going, like, number one. And then he fell all the way down to, like, 24th or whatever.
Yeah, he was super embarrassed sitting in the green room.
Dude, that would be embarrassing, though. The camera's in your grill, and they're like, every pick, you're just sitting there going, rotten, they're not picking me again. I'm out of here. And he didn't even have, I don't even think he ever chitted with Green Bay.
Yeah, it was an odd one, but it worked out well.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what else we got here? Big Rattler, what a joke. That guy almost pulled off the comebacker against the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I mean, see, that was one where those guys were trying to play spoiler, and they were playing hard. Like a division opponent, and they're like, dude, if we can stop them from getting in the playoffs, let's do it.
Oh, and then how about the boater of the boaters? How about Kyler told the Niners, thanks for this great season you guys had.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, they outscored them 21-0 in the fourth quarter. See you later, Niners. That was not a fun season for you. Oh, and then let's not forget the granddaddy, because it was one of our best bets also. The Lions. Thanks for playing Minnesota.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Patty, Christopher, sorry, guys. but it wasn't happening for the Vikes, and it's because I'm really surprised because a lot of people gave out the Vikings as a best bet, +3. And I'm really surprised that people thought Minnesota was going to ball on the road there. Like, I trust them way more at home. On the road, it's not happening. And wow, did we see the true colors of the quarterback for Minnesota?
Yeah, he could feel the stage. You could tell.
Oh, Sammy. Wow, that's the guy that we remember. He got a little pressure on him, and he looked like a junior varsity quarterback in there.
Yeah, under 50% completions. Like, everything was a little high or long. And then when they would cut to him, I could see him kind of working the tongue around the mouth like it was the dry mouth. I'm like, he's super nervous.
Wow, isn't that nutty? You're like 14-2, but that's how things can be misleading, just like, you know, I've had the chat with our boy about the Denver Broncos, and it was so funny. He gave me the jingle this weekend. Was it it was like Saturday. Wait, what day is today? Yeah, so it was like Friday or Saturday, and he heard the podcast. He's like, hey, got to give me a call here. We got to talk about the Broncos, and I could just hear in his voice he was so dead serious. He wanted to get my take on the Bronx because I said they're, you know, that that the KC could hang with them and stuff. So he's like, so, you know, what do you think? And I go, well, listen, I go, they haven't played anyone. The Bronx haven't. Like, so how about this? Their record against teams that are above 500 is 1-7, and the point differential is -37. So when they play like a quality squad, they get pounded. And with that, let's take it into the next story. your Buffalo Bills versus the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
What's your take there?
Well, I was ready for that one. Go ahead and come my guy way, Big Josh.
You think it's just going to be the B-racer?
I think they can, what's it, not? You see, in minus nine?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more than fine with that. Did you see he came in and took the first snap to keep his starting streak going?
Yeah, like 114 games in a row. That is badass. Like, you know, I've said this in years past. If you're a quarterback at any level playing tackle football, you're a tough guy, tough kid, you know, whatever. Dude, when you've played 114 games in a row as a quarterback in the NFL, that's a tough SOB right there. So I give him mad props for that.
Yeah, for taking the hits and like playing in that real cold weather.
Right. I mean, yeah, taking the hits especially. Like, yeah, he's tough. That's awesome. So that's going to be tough for the Bronx. I mean, if the Bronx didn't have their offensive line, it'd really be a shit show. But I'm very impressed with the Denver Broncos offensive line. Not even just, you know, against Kansas City. It's just been all year. They give Bo back their time. And when you have time and, you know, you're a decent quarterback, you're going to pick people apart. You know, receivers, DBs can't cover those guys forever. So that's why I always like to judge a quarterback when there's a little pressure on them. I don't know if the Bills, you know, at a nine, I mean, I would lean with the Bills. There's no way I'm taking the Bronx, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah. No, I think they'll be fired up. That fan base pumps it up. They're kind of one of those other feel-good squads where they seem to all like each other. It's a good locker room. And they all rally around Josh.
Yeah. And they go, Diggs, thanks for playing, bud. We don't need you.
Nope. Someone was saying Tyreek, or, you know, he once had a Dodge down there in Miami.
Yeah, Tyreek.
They were like, watch out if he goes to Buffalo or, like, the Chargers.
Well, but, I mean, he's under contract, right?
Yeah, but you know how that is. It's like the signing bonus is guaranteed, and then there's always wiggle room. Or if he wants out, it's just like, let's figure out a trade.
Dude, that didn't last very long for him. I mean, was it 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or was it 2 or 3?
Maybe 3. But he's like, guys, because he's just watching like Kansas City not even struggling. And they win, they lose a whopping one game. And he goes, this is fun over here. I went from Patty to some guy that should be playing 7-on-7 with 50-year-old men. Like those quarterbacks after Tua are bueno.
Well, it's the first time he's missed the playoffs, but not a very good attitude, obviously. When he's...
No, he's not.
Just like I'm out.
Yep.
Thanks, Miami. You've been great for my family.
Right.
And the 6 kids I had this year.
Yep. He goes, the nightlife's a little too distracting here for me.
He's like, actually, too many people know where I live down here, so it's time for an address change.
Yep, big time. So then we have your other squad, the big Chargers versus the Texans.
Yeah.
What are we thinking there?
I mean, not to be repetitive here, but I don't take my two teams here every week, but I do and I like it, and I would definitely go with them here again.
I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. The Texans, I mean, they're missing their two best wide receivers, and they haven't played well all year. The Chargers, I mean, you know, I'm not as high on them as you, obviously, but, dude, better quarterback, better coaching, and just the Texans have been – they've been going the wrong direction the last, like, 6-7 games. So
no, and, you know, the Chargers started off, Harbaugh loves to run the ball. I think, does he have Greg Roman as the OC? I mean, he likes to have a good running game, obviously, but they've kind of gotten where they're letting Herbert sling it around now, too. Ladd McConkey played. That's a big difference maker. And then that guy, Quentin Johnston, the receiver that had the drop issues, had a huge game against the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's actually a best bet here. The first best bet of Wild Card Weekend is the Chargers -3 here.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a side by side of Stroud and like Caleb Williams' stats for the year, and they were pretty darn even. I think Stroud had thrown more picks. It was like 11-6. Same TDs, pretty much same yards and completions, like around like the 63%.
Really?
But I was like, you know, that's hard. It's hard to kind of just go off of a side-by-side stat, because when you watch a game sometimes, it's like the timing of a bad play or a misthrow is what gets you. Like, dude, step up. You're not being like clutch right there is what we need.
Yeah. Well, you know, Caleb, I mean, we've talked about how he said he doesn't get nervous before the games. And then the other one that I almost forgot is how about when they drafted the punter and he sent in the text, the punter for the Bears. And he goes, hey, buddy, congratulations. We won't be needing you very much this year, though. You know, Caleb.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And the punter was chitting about that. He's like, yeah, it was really cool. He reached out. He's like, so, Caleb, I don't know what you were thinking when you were coming into the NFL, bud. Clearly, you weren't thinking correctly, bud. Wow, was it a wake-up call for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
11 games in a row that Chicago lost. I don't think they've ever lost that many games in the history of the Chicago Bears. 11 in a row.
They got fortunate to win that, the one this last week, too, because the Packers had just hit like a long 54-yard kick.
Right.
And the Bears had just enough time to get like their own 52-yarder in.
And, dude, it looked like they won the Super Bowl after that thing went through.
Well, they hadn't won since that Hail Mary loss to the – I mean,
that's what I mean.
Days ago.
11 in a row. That's – I've said it before. I was on a couple shitty teams, and it's the worst feeling ever. 11 in a row. That is like, dude, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't even know what that's like. That would suck. And then you're like Caleb, where everyone in the news is talking about you. Brutal. Must have been brutal for him. Speaking of the Packers, hello. They travel into Big Philly. Dun, 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 dun. How about Saquon? They didn't let him go for Dickerson's record.
I think he also had something to say about that, don't you think?
Well, no. I saw a quote that he said, you know, I didn't come here to win the rushing title or break the rushing record. And I'm like, yeah, right, dude. Come on. You don't want to get that bad boy. But anyway, here comes the pack. And not sure who's more overrated this year, the Green Bay Packers or your Texas Longhorns. We'll get to them a little bit later. But, wow, Jordan Love. Come on, guy. Not happening, not happening, not happening. Best bet, give me Philly, -4.5. My prediction is this is the biggest ass-whooping of the weekend right here.
Yeah, I'd like it if for sure everything's going okay with the Eagles. I think they just said this morning that Hurts is still in concussion protocol, which they said, you know, he obviously can come out of this week, but it's just a little weird that he's not clear after sitting out.
Yeah, well, the line is clearly indicating that he's playing. I mean, if he didn't play, we got a different ball game here, obviously.
No, I think he'll play, but just like they just didn't want to come out and say like he's good to go yet. And then the Packers lost Watson, the receiver, to the
right.
ACL.
And he's their fastest wide receiver, and he really helps opening up the field by him going deep. It clears things underneath. That's a huge loss for them. I think Green Bay gets drilled here. Thanks for playing. Like, yeah, it's going to be a little wake up call here for me, I think, for the Green Bay Pack. So
no, I like Philly here.
Yeah, it's a best better. And I mean, since there's not very many games, we can go over each one here. Do you have any take on the Commanders and the Buccaneers?
That's probably my least favorite one of the weekend.
I would have to agree. Tampa Bay -3 here.
Yeah, Tampa was, you know, they had a grinder there with the Saints. And see how they got Mike Evans that last catch there when they could have kind of ran the clock out. Well, that was cool. Got him to 11 straight seasons for the 1,000.
Oh, I didn't realize he had to make a catch right before the end of the game to get there.
He was 5 yards short, and it was under a minute.
Oh, wow, really?
And so they drafted up like the, you know, the little 5-yard outer, and then he got like 8 yards out of it, and he was juiced.
Well, yeah, because he's the first person ever, right?
No, he's below Rice, I think.
Wow, Jim.
Or, you know, maybe it is the first to start a career and keep it going.
Yeah, 11 in a row or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, and then how about Baker Mayfield? 4,500 yards this year, 41 TDs to 16 interceptions. I mean, that guy flipped the career at all? It just shows when you have shitty coaching like Cleveland and players that aren't great like in Cleveland, what are you supposed to do? He's like, I need a supporting cast here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's tricky. Washington's decent. I'd probably go with the home team on this one, though, just with the rookie on the road.
Right. I would, too. But I'm like, you know, people are talking the rookie on the road. And this, I wish they were playing a little stronger team than the Bucks, because then I would definitely fade the Commanders. But I'm just, you know, the NFC South, all right, dude. I mean, you're lucky there's the AFC South, because both those divisions were just garb. Like, to the point where I can't even really watch them that much. Like, I'm like, if nothing else is on, I'll watch that ball game. But, like, when I'm on my YouTuber and it's got the split screen, I don't even bother with the other half. I'll go, just give me the one screener here. I don't need the AFC South or the NFC South.
Yeah. I mean, you could flip it around quick down there if you got the right QB and coach.
In that division?
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
I mean, that's what Tom Brady always did for all those years. They would just thump the AFC East because no one was that good.
Yeah.
Before Josh Allen got there.
Right.
And Miami got decent. Those other teams were poor.
Yeah.
So that's a nice way to get a couple W's off each of those guys, and then you get the guaranteed home game to start your playoffs.
Yeah, I know, which is large. And speaking of home game, how about the Rams versus the Vikings here?
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about our boy Sam Darnold here. How do you think he's going to do in this ball game? Who do you got?
This was the game earlier in the year that I learned that thing about going across the two time zones on the short week, because the Vikings had looked great, and then it was a Thursday night in L.A.
Yeah.
And you took the Rams back then. And this isn't the same scenario time-wise. It's this one's on Monday night. They'll be plenty rested. But it's the matchup. It's a little tricky for me here. It's the way Sam looked against the Lions kind of gets me a little scared.
Yeah.
Because when you watched that game, you know, 2 months ago, Puka and those guys were just shredding them up.
Well, I'm here to say they're going to do it again. You're right. I had the Rams during the season. I'm going to take them here again. You're not stopping Big Puka or the Cupper or Stafford here. Good luck trying to keep up with them. Sam Darnold, great story, bud. You put a few more chips in your pocket because people thought you were total garb. You proved you're not total garb. You are a backup still, but it's going to get you some chips. And thanks a lot. It's been a great season.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot on the line for him. If it looks bad again, the back-to-back bad ones,
yeah, that'd be...
You're not as willing to go grab him or throw him a lot of money if you're the Vikings.
No, he's probably... And he probably knows that right now.
That's where the dry mouth's going to crank in again.
He's going to know that right now where he's like, wow, I played like shit right there. I probably lost millions. He's like, if I do that again... Holy cow, I'm going to be holding the clipboard for sure.
Dude, Jefferson's like, bro, I'm 6'4". You know, I can get it, but those things are way up there.
And Jefferson's like, can I get a quarterback over here, please? Wow, and how about speaking of Jefferson, did he have the ice around the neck? Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
I was showing the boys. I'm like, that's why they call it ice right there. I go, doesn't that look like ice cubes around his neck? I mean, that whatever that necklace was around his neck cost a dollar. I mean, it was chips.
Yeah. No, it's new trend. You know, see those guys are definitely rocking it where you can see it now.
Well, I
below
think
the shoulder pads.
I think he and the Chase are the ones that got her rocking. I think it was mainly Jefferson, because a lot of the guys, they would keep it underneath their shirt, you know, and they don't probably want to get ripped off. But like we were saying, I don't even think these guys give a shit if they lose it.
They're like it's safer out here than it is in my cubicle in the locker room.
No kidding when those things get ripped off in the locker room.
Actually, Jamar hasn't gotten paid yet either. I mean, he'll get like the 34, 35 mil here a year soon.
Well, he definitely will. He got the triple crown this year,
mm-hmm.
just like Cup did. The most touchdowns, most receiving yards, and most receptions in a season. Another thing about most receptions, not to get off track here, but Malik Nabers, Giants, most receptions ever. Has the game slightly changed?
Yeah, he catapulted past Brock Bowers, who was on a great streak himself. And then Bowers had a game later that day, and he got the yards record, I think, for a rookie.
Oh, but Bowers was going to have receptions?
He was trending, I think, for both. And then I think Nabers got the catches on him.
Wow, has the game slightly changed?
But, I mean, Bowers, wow, I guess both those guys had terrible QBs.
Yes, they did. Wow. And then... We're coming to the last game, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the AFC North battle here. Lamar versus
your guy
Russ. They're both my guys, really.
Well, but Russ has been slipping lately.
Well, what's your thoughts on this ball game, buddy?
The line is so big.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot for a divisional opponent.
It sure is. And here's the great news. So, you know, when I listen to like these other podcasts and stuff, there's guys that I was talking, that I heard talking, and I was glad to hear that these guys aren't taking the Steelers, you know, because remember I told you Tomlin's the best underdog coach, ever. And so people were getting real taking him against the Bengals, against KC, against the Eagles. Well, guess what? I'm glad everyone's off him because you got to be shitting me here. This is the playoffs. Give me Russ and the Steelers plus 10 here. This is incredible.
Yeah, no, I would take the 10. And then also Lamar has not really shredded up the Steelers when they show his numbers against him.
No, I mean, you know, when they just played him recently at home, they pounded him. But we kind of knew that was going to happen. We stayed away from that game. We actually had the Steelers against the Ravens when they covered earlier in the year. 10 points in the playoffs? Wow. I mean, when you're going, hey, we're going to give you 10, you think that team that they are playing is dog doo-doo. And they're not that bad, even though Pickens needs to get his act together. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. I mean, the over-under is only 43.5, and the line's 10. Jim Christmas, give me Russ.
I got a quick email question here from someone before we do the college. It was someone wrote and said, Bolt, longtime listener. My dad and I listened to the show together. Noticed the majority of the sports betting podcasts have had a bad season. Many of them win percentages below 40%. Why do you think they've struggled and you guys have been able to have a winning season? Thanks so much, Billy and Dad.
Oh, well, Billy, that's a good question. I was kind of wondering that myself this year. So I think normally, you know, people tend to lean towards the underdogs. That's usually where you're going to find value, right? Because like when Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and these guys, Lamar, when they're playing teams, you know, it's the other team that's going to get shaded with a little bit more points, for obvious reasons, because most people are going to take Patty and Lamar, and the sports books know that. So naturally, people tend to go towards the underdogs. This year, though, it was the worst year ever for underdogs. And I think these podcasts and shows you're talking about, I listen to a lot of the same ones, I'm sure. I don't know why they didn't adjust. They just kept taking like Will Levis, Carolina, Anthony Richardson. I honestly don't think that, you know, a lot of these guys are great with numbers, and they know historical trends and they've been very successful doing that in the past. I think this is when it finally comes down to, you know, some of them not knowing the game or playing the game, and not knowing it as well. Cause, you know, I heard just a few weeks ago, one of the guys on the top podcast, he took DTR for Cleveland. I'm like,
wow.
I'm just sorry. You just don't know the game very well if you're going to take that guy. Like, there's just no way. His decision making is so bad. So I think a lot of the, you know, to wrap it up, answer your questions, I think a lot of the handicappers are really good with stats and historical trends and data like that. But I'm afraid they might not know the game that well.
The eyeball test.
I mean, yeah.
You got to watch some of these guys. I mean, you can't just be like, I'm taking the points because everyone else is taking the favorite.
Right. But yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, the eye test isn't working for them if they're taking DTR. Like, you couldn't pay me to take DTR. It's been like Winston in the past where the decision making is so bad and you watch him, you're like, this guy just doesn't understand the game. So. Great question, Billy. I know, it's been rough on some guys, so hopefully they battle back.
The Browns cut Dorsey, the OC, loose, so he lost OC gigs the last 2 years.
Oh, did he?
The Bills and the Browns.
Well, hey,
probably going back to like a QB coach role or something.
How about when you have Watson, Winston, and DTR? I mean, I'm not even sure Big Bill Walsh in his prime could make something happen there. Holy cow.
Well, they're going to get the number two pick, so they'll probably get a QB themselves.
I mean, geez. They need whoever's drafting the quarterbacks over there, that's the position that they need to fill.
All right. Well, let's get into some college football playoffs here Thursday and Friday night.
All right. Well, we'll get her going here. Woo, too bad our boy Cam Scadabo. He almost did it.
Oh, God. That was one of the best games I've watched. That was such a good comeback.
That was awesome. Our boy slightly represented. Wow. And then the thing is one thing I don't like to recommend is Cam apparently talked a little shit before the ball game and said, hey, no one can stop me. And so the first half, they were going, yeah, we can, bud. And then Cam goes, let me go throw up over here real quick.
He was winded.
And he threw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, I can party again. Here we go. And did he start balling? So, yeah, that was legit. But Texas came out on top. And then so they play Ohio State and then Penn State. Wow. I mean,
Cupcake City.
That no king. That's what I was about to say. Did they have an easy road? SMU and then Boise State. I mean, get serious. Did everyone not know Boise State was going to get pounded? And on that, we actually went 2-1 again with the college. So we're still at the 66% on college. So people are probably waiting to hear, what are we going to do here, big guy? what are you thinking here before I jump into her?
Penn State played so weak opponents. It's hard to really trust what they do. Notre Dame, I thought they would lose to Georgia, but their defense looks impressive.
They also got hooked up, though, with some Georgia errors. You know, how about Georgia had the most drops by their receivers in college football? They had 39 drops this year, and it showed in that game. I mean, I think Notre Dame got really fortunate there. Actually, one of our longtime listeners, JR, shot me a note on Twitter, and he's like, hey, Bolt, does Notre Dame qualify for the Bashers Award this week? And I'm like, ooh, good question, JR. I actually have a lot of respect for the Notre Dame coach. I don't think he's going to let them get out of control this week. The Bashers, you know, typically they're not going to bash that much, you know, when they've got this much on the line. It's great catching them in the middle of the season. But for me to wrap this all up here, I think it's going to be the Big Ten final. Penn State versus Ohio State here. And the best bet, though, is big Ohio State. Tex, thanks for playing.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The second game's a lot more clear to me. I think the first one, I could see Notre Dame giving them some problems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not impressed with the quarterback from Big Tex. And didn't you say he might be adios next year?
Well, he can go to the draft, but they say, you know, he's been offered $6 million in the portal by one team already.
Wow.
And, you know, what if he decides to stay? What's Arch Manning be like, dude, I didn't come here for 3 years to sit on the pine.
So, not to say that I would do it any differently, but when you're getting paid six big dimes and you're in college, are you going to class loads? I mean, no one's going to school right now for these guys. And you never hear, like, someone gets suspended for, like, well, grades.
Yeah. Who even checks that nowadays?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, this is like the minor leagues here for the NFL. Like, this is a joke. Like, even if you're paying a kid like $100,000, dude, he's got math class at 9 a.m. No chance he's going. None. So anyway, I think that's kind of interesting. But yeah, I mean, he doesn't impress me at all. It's going to be the Big Ten final here. Big Ten's going to have their day. It's been a while. Any one of these teams wins, dude, their fan base is like, about time. Wow, we haven't done diddly squat forever.
Well, you take Ohio State out of the equation, those other three really will be pumped.
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame, yeah, it's been a long time, right?
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit of a bummer there. We're going to try to finish the college run here over the 66%, which would be sweet. The best bet, Ohio State -6. I think that line's very interesting because there's a lot of Ohio State fans out there, huge amount of Texas fans as well. I think the books are kind of like letting you know, like, dude, the line's 6. And they know a lot of people will take Big Tech still. And they're like, we're not even scared. So that might be the boat racer.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you saw what they did to Oregon. That was, they came to play.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did. And that's why we had them. Big Ohio Stater.
Yep. You want to recap the NFL? as sure. well.
So we're going with Russ and the Steelers plus 10. And then I'm going on your boys, the Chargers. I don't feel as confident with them, but the Texans are not a very good squad. Mm-mm. And then the NFL boat race, in my opinion, of the weekend, Philly, minus 4.5. Jordan Love, thanks for playing. See ya. And then in college, Ohio State, minus 6 against Big Tex.
Okay. Yep, I agree with a lot of those. So can't wait to watch them kick those off on Thursday.
How legit is that, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday and then Friday and then the NFL Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Hello, boob tube.
Hopefully a storm rolls in so you don't feel bad kicking
and
it.
Actually, you know what? It's not. We've got legit weather.
No, it's clear out there now.
Yeah, so... It'll be we can't sit behind the tube and I gotta lose the pot belly too. I gained
the holiday.
Oh, big time. I gained the weight over the holidays for sure. So let's get these seasons over with so I can kick her in gear again.
All right. Keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. We'll keep some updates on there. But enjoy the games and we will catch you guys next week.
See ya.